Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Yesterday, we interviewed several students on the broadcast, and today we're going to be interviewing some more. I want you to pray for these students, and I hope that as you listen, you will try to imagine the very diverse backgrounds and the journeys that God has had people on, bringing them here, and then while they've been here, helping them to know Him more. Some of the folks we'll be interviewing are folks who are early in that journey, and among those we'll be interviewing are our three graduating seniors who are graduating at mid-year. And we're very grateful for that. All three are just 17 years old, but they've done very well. They've worked hard, and they're ready to go on to the next step. So pray for these folks as you listen to their stories, and pray for the other students who are here at the ranch, because each one is special in God's sight, as you are. Folks, I have some wonderful, wonderful people in the studio with me today. And one is Savannah and the other is Rachel, and they are at two different stages in their time here. Savannah, how long have you been at the ranch?
For about 4 or 5 months, I think.
4 or 5 months. And Rachel, how long have you been at the ranch?
In total, about 9.5 years.
About 9.5 years. That's a long time. But something really exciting is about to happen in your life, Rachel. This, in just a few weeks, what are you doing?
I'm graduating.
All right. At mid-year.
Yes.
And you're how old?
I'm 17.
17, and not going to stay around till spring because she has completed her work. Now, the reason is because all she did was double down and focus on academics and didn't have any life off campus. That's not quite true, is it, Rachel?
No, sir. No, sir.
Have you been working off campus?
I do. Yes, sir. I work at a store nearby. It's about 10 minutes away.
And they think you're wonderful. That's what they tell us. I don't know what they tell you. Maybe they don't want to ruin your humility. But they tell us that you are just wonderful, and they're so glad to have you there. Now, you came to the ranch first when you were 7 years old.
Yes, sir.
And you were here for about a year or so, and then you left for a couple of years. Is that right?
I left for about 1 year.
About 1 year. Okay. Then you came back. That was during your elementary years. Then you came back, and you've been here ever since.
Yes, sir.
And we thank God for that, because you have been a blessing year after year after year. When you came early on, did you consider yourself a Christian?
No, I did not.
Okay. After you'd been here a while, did you start to view yourself as a Christian?
I started to believe what I was hearing, but I didn't, well, I started to understand what I was hearing,
yeah,
but I didn't quite like in my heart accept it.
Okay. That changed about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Tell me what happened.
Well, I was going through a lot of spiritual warfare at that time, and I had house parents at the time who really helped me through it. They would answer questions that I had, we did this thing where every night we would pray, all like right before I went to bed, and they would just pray over me. And I felt like that was really, really helpful towards me finding salvation
praise
in God.
God.
And then we were actually watching a movie, and in the movie, there was a line that was like, "God paints with the stars," and it just really hit home. And I prayed to accept Christ, and I'm so grateful that I was offered that gift from God.
Praise God. Could you sense a difference in the days and weeks that followed?
I could. it was actually that night, like, my heart just felt like freed.
Praise God, because you were. You were set free. The truth will set you free. And Amen. He did.
Yes, sir.
He did. Now, since that time, you have been, I know, a real encouragement to other students in pointing them to the Lord and encouraging them to trust him. We just a couple of nights ago had a campus-wide Thanksgiving dinner, and folks got an opportunity to share, and you didn't get up and say anything. But one of the people who got up and talked shared how much God had used you in her life to point her to the Lord. And I'm so grateful for that, and I know that had to be an encouragement to you.
Yes, sir.
Jesus talks about letting your light shine, and you've been doing that, and we are so thankful. Now, Savannah, you live in the same house with Rachel.
Yes, sir.
And would you say that she is just kind of trying to act nice around the adults, but around the students, she's really a totally different person, or would you say she's pretty genuine all the time?
She's pretty genuine all the time.
I think so. That's the impression I get. Tell us about your faith journey. Have you grown in your understanding of the Lord since you've been at the ranch?
Yes, sir. I believed in Christ since I lived with my grandparents. Because when I lived with my dad, I didn't really know about him.
Mm-hmm.
And we did communion with my family. And I thought, why are we doing this? It's no sense in doing it. Because mm-hmm. I didn't know much about him. But then when I came here, I knew how important it is to know about Jesus and that it's better to know him than not know him. Because
mm-hmm.
when I lived with my grandparents, I thought church wasn't really I thought it was a good thing, but it was a waste of time sometimes when mm-hmm. I thought that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came here, I was like, I kind of liked going to church and chapel every day. And now I see everyone. Like, when I go home, I meet a bunch of friends that I had that they say, oh, I don't think church is such a good thing to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I think I like it. I think you should go. And then, like, no, it's a waste of time. So I was like, well, I just wish they would know how much it's fun and enjoying to go. Well,
I am glad you're enjoying it, and I'm glad you're learning. And our prayer is that as your journey continues, you're going to come to really know and love Jesus, like Rachel and so many others have as well. Now, you mentioned at the Thanksgiving dinner, if it's okay for me to share this, that one of the things you were really thankful for here at the ranch is that you don't get bullied here. That's a difference for you, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Before you came here, you knew what it was to be bullied and to have a tough time at school.
Yes, sir.
But here, how do people treat you?
They treat me with respect and nice. They're nice to me, and they want to actually be my friend, because when I lived in with my grandparents at my old school, everyone was like, No, thanks. I don't want to be friends with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I felt so sad because I want to be friends with them, but they don't want to be friends with me.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you found this to be a safe and encouraging place. And I'm also glad that you're in a place where you're being taught about the best friend you can ever have. And that's Jesus, who loved you so much that he gave his life to save you. We want you to know him, and we want you to trust him. And our prayer is that that's going to happen. And as Rachel has pointed out, that changes everything. It changes everything. Now, Rachel, as you look toward the future, you're planning on going to college, God willing, in fall of 2022.
Yes, sir.
You're going to spend some time with your dad.
Yes, sir.
Who has moved to Texas now.
Yes, sir.
And so that'll be a new experience for you because you grew up living up in the Washington, D.C. area. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
So going down, being with family in Texas, and then in the fall, you're not sure which of the colleges you're going to go to. You've already been accepted at least one, and I know I've just given you a recommendation the other day for another one, and so you're going to have some choices.
Yes, sir.
But Tell me what you're looking forward to doing, God willing, long term.
Well, Lord willing, I'm looking forward to doing psychology, but specifically child development. I felt like God has really imprinted on my heart to reach out to children. I feel like because I myself have not had a great childhood, that I want to help others at a young age to quote like what our church says, we say to help people in their need and point them to Christ. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do for little children.
That's great. You were adopted.
Yes, sir.
And you were adopted into a family that very much wanted to take care of you and give you a wonderful childhood and all that. But then it turned out there were some difficulties in that family that had adopted you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you ended up coming to the ranch at age 7.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't because you were a troublesome little brat.
No.
You really weren't. She was adorable when she was 7 years old. I can say that from personal experience because I interviewed her in the admissions office. And I was so grateful that when your family needed someplace else for you to be that would be safe and nurturing, that they found the ranch and let you come here. And you embraced that as a small child.
Yes, sir.
I'm very thankful that you did. Now, you're of Indian extraction.
Yes, sir.
And you've had the opportunity to actually go back to Chennai, India, and see some of the sites of your ancestry, even though you don't know exactly who your biological family is at this point. You now know who your eternal family is.
Yes, sir.
You have a Father in heaven who has loved you before he created the world. And we are so grateful for what he's done in your life. And we're praying that God is going to continue not only to bless you, but to use you for his glory. Rachel doesn't talk about it, and she doesn't show off her abilities, but she also has a beautiful singing voice. And when she was younger and less inhibited, a real flair for the dramatic. So now she's much more reserved. And I'm praying that the Lord's going to set her free in that area too, and that she's going to let her light shine in that regard also, because she definitely is a talented young lady with many gifts from God. And I believe God's going to use all that, not just some of it. So we're praying for you, Rachel. God bless you. And Savannah, what do you enjoy here at the ranch besides not being bullied and having friends and people who are nice to you?
I like being around people because at my old house, there's not much kids to play, like ride bikes and whatever to do with. And I also like riding, like to do stuff with horses because I'm from a place that my family got like a place for me to ride horses. And I rode for 4 years, but when I came here, I thought I couldn't be around horses. But now I am, so I like it because of horses. And I like how, like, when you preach, I like how it's funny because it's like old church when I was little, I thought it was super boring because it just was like straight through. And I like that you're funny and you have excitement to it.
Praise the Lord. Well, thank you. I always hope that humor will not be a distraction from the message, but rather it'll end up illustrating the point I'm trying to make and help people lower their defenses so that it's like, oh my goodness, he just aimed that at me, didn't he? So I'm very grateful that you've picked up on that, Savannah, and I hope our radio listeners appreciate that. Folks, we are so thankful, and we've got some other folks that we want to introduce you to. Katie, tell the listeners how old you are and how long you've been at the ranch.
I am 17 years old, and I've been at the ranch for most, if not all, of my life.
Yeah, I think pretty much the whole thing. You may not remember the first part, but I remember the day you were born. So we're glad you're here. Katie's dad is the chief operating officer at the ranch, and she, along with a whole bunch of siblings, have grown up here at the ranch, and we're glad of that. Now, Katie, tell us, you're about to graduate mid-year at age 17. Obviously, you've done well in school. What are your plans next?
I plan on working at least part-time next semester and dual enrolling with Boyce College. Boyce actually. College, right.
So I think that's tremendous. I think it's a great plan. I had two sons who attended Boyce. One of them was able to graduate. The other one had medical problems and didn't get to stay. But I am so thankful that you're going there. I think it's a great school. For those of you not familiar, it's the undergrad program at Southern Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, and it's an excellent, excellent school. We've had a number of other graduates from the ranch who've gone on to Boyce. Tell us something you're especially thankful for right now.
I am really thankful that the Lord has placed me here at the ranch. I've learned so much, specifically from the horseback riding classes that I've been able to take for the past few years.
That's great. And have you memorized any scripture while you've been here?
I have.
Tell us some of the chapters you've memorized.
I have memorized specifically the Sermon on the Mount, which is Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7, and multiple numbers of the Psalms.
That's great. And you got a trip to the beach by memorizing Matthew 5, 6, and 7, didn't you?
I did. It was very fun.
Who were the adults who took you down there?
Well, you, Mr. Wood, and your wife, Miss Susan, and your daughter, Miss Elizabeth.
And so we had a wonderful time, didn't we?
We did.
I remember it well. We were at Seaside, in fact.
We were.
That was great. Now, as you know, we're talking to a whole bunch of different folks, what would you ask people to pray for you?
I would ask them to pray that I make the right decision in what college or university I go to next fall.
Okay. But the plan right now is Boyce.
To for dual the next enroll. Semester.
Okay, that's great. And then after that, you'll see what you do.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we will pray that God will guide you, and I'm confident he will, because he says that if we want to do his will, he'll direct us. So thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you.
And know that there are a lot of people out there praying for you.
Yes, sir.
All right. God bless you. All right. Folks, we have with us right now two students at the ranch. One is Wesley and one is Victor. And Wesley, how old are you?
I'm 12.
12 years old. And Victor, how old are you?
I am 17.
17. Now, Wesley, you've been at the ranch how long?
Like around seven, around there.
6 or 7 months. What, do you remember the date when you came?
No, sir, I don't remember that.
Okay, 6 or 7 months is a reasonable answer. And Victor, how long have you been at the ranch?
I've been at the ranch for 4 years.
4 years. And you've got a big, exciting event coming up in December, don't you? Just yes, a few weeks from now. What's happening for you?
I'll be graduating in December.
Graduating at age 17?
Yes, sir.
You're graduating at mid-year because you're finished with your schoolwork, or you will be in a few days.
Yes, sir.
And you're happy about that. And you decided you're going to go ahead and graduate at mid-year because you can. You're ready. That's wonderful. Now, sir, while you've been working on your schoolwork, you've also been working on earning money, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
What have you been doing to earn money?
I've been working at the ranch and cleaning and using the weed whacker on that.
Okay. So some landscaping work, some janitorial work. Mm-hmm. And also, I think you've done something with the poultry program, haven't you?
I think so, yeah.
You've been involved in taking care of the chickens, gathering eggs, washing eggs, getting them ready for human consumption, et cetera.
Yes, sir.
So you've been busy working while finishing school, and you're getting out early, and you've applied for Harvard, is that right?
No, sir, I'm not going.
No, to not planning on going off to the Ivy League, thank God. but you are, you definitely have plans. You're not just somebody who's aimlessly twisting in the wind. What is it that you want to do for work after you graduate?
I would like to start my own business on landscaping.
Landscape business.
Yes, sir.
Can you make a living doing that?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. You can not only make a living, you can do well enough to help others in ministry. So I'm very grateful that you know that and that you know what you enjoy. And God's kind of put a bent in your heart in that direction. And we think it's tremendous. Now, Wesley, you are 12, you said.
Yes, sir.
And so you're not graduating this December?
No, sir.
Okay, you've got a bit more to do. What are you studying in school?
Like math and science. Yes, sir.
You enjoy math and science?
Yes, sir.
I would imagine that you would be very good at whatever you do. You've been very good at memorizing scripture.
Thank you.
And I'm very grateful for that. You are working on the Sermon on the Mount, is that right?
I memorized like a tiny bit of the first part, but I'm memorizing like what the ranch requires us to memorize.
Oh, okay. So you're doing the ranch list first?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Wesley knows that if you memorize the whole Sermon on the Mount, you get a trip to the beach for a week. And I think as soon as he's gotten a few more things of the ranch's list done, we start out, everybody has to do Psalm 1, then everybody does Psalm 2. And then we've got some other things we work on. But if you do the Sermon on the Mount, you're entitled to a week at the beach. Now, Victor, you've memorized the Sermon on the Mount, haven't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, I have.
And so you're entitled to a week at the beach when you recite it for me. Tell me what you're thankful for right now.
I am thankful for God allowing me to come to the ranch as opened some new paths and changed my life. So.
Praise God. Praise God. Do you feel like you got to know the Lord after you got here in a way you didn't before?
Yes, sir. Most definitely.
I mean, you had heard the gospel before and you weren't at all hostile to it, but I think you really hadn't trusted Jesus, had you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So once you know him and you trust him, you're wanting to live for him. And that makes all the difference in the world. That's the difference between life and death.
Yes, sir. That's true.
So we're very grateful that you're our brother in Christ.
Thank you.
Your younger sister is also a student here, isn't she?
Yes, sir. Yes, she is.
She's doing very well. We're thankful for that. Now, Wesley, you came as part of a package deal. We didn't really ask if you were going to come here because your parents came as house parents and they're at Christopher House. And so you kind of got in on their coattails. But I'll tell you this, folks, when I interviewed Wesley's family, Wesley and his brother were two of the wonderful pieces of convincing evidence that his parents would be good house parents.
Thank you.
Because those two boys honor their father and mother by the way they behave. And that pleases the Lord, obviously. Wesley, what are you thankful for right now?
I'm thankful for God and that how like we can be saved. So instead of us having to bear the punishment, that we could believe in Jesus and trust in him and not
Amen.
Be punished.
He took the punishment for us, didn't he? Amen. Well, I'll tell you what changed everything for me was finding out. I already had been taught that Jesus is alive, and I believed that was true, but I hadn't really started responding to Jesus as someone who's alive. I would say prayers that I was taught as a child, but I wasn't really talking with him and listening as I read the scriptures to see what he would say to me and asking him for wisdom and guidance. And when I realized I need to start treating Jesus as someone who's alive because he is, that changed my relationship with him completely. Imagine if you were at a party and somebody was talking about you, but they never talked to you. You wouldn't have much of a relationship, would you?
No, sir.
But with Jesus, we can talk directly to him, and he hears us, and he understands. So, fellas, thank you for coming on the program with us. Thank you for being followers of Jesus who set a good example for others. And please know we are praying for you. And, Victor, we are asking that our listeners pray for the three seniors who are graduating, Katie and Victor and Rachel. So please pray for these folks and pray for the other students like Wesley and others who we are having on the program these 2 days. Pray for them as well, that God will protect them and use them for his glory. God bless you, folks.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number. 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.